Now we're going into new territories. We're going to some places that the apostolic prosperity can be released upon the body of Christ. And so I have to deal with five or six spirit before I even begin to teach you. I want you to know those spirits. I want you to be aware of them and how they would hinder you from moving in real prosperity. So just keep your hand up. We need to have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to understand. But Father, we thank you for opening this supernatural money coming meeting here at Hope of Glory, Gretna. We take authority over every spirit that try to hinder us in any way. And we thank you for people who have traveled, who've come here, and people are watching all over the world and other countries, all over the nation, as a matter of fact. Thank you so much. Let these three times we be together, we know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we love you. And we know you can train and teach us, and you can tell us things that we've never heard before. We bless the pastor and his family and the church family. Move as you desire to move. We thank you and we praise you and we honor you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There are some anointings, I name it, embracing money cometh, financial anointings. Now that anointing is plural. We're not talking about a single anointing. We're going to talk about some anointings that we need to be aware of. But when you come down to money, you got to be aware of a lying spirit. There in Acts chapter 5, yes, it will kill your finances. Yes, a line, you know, lying about money. Yeah, lying. Yeah, playing, you know. I guess you can either get in trouble by tithing, and you lie and say you made a certain thing, you made more, and you lock your money up, okay? Yes, and then there's another spirit called a beggarly spirit. Child of God has no business begging. I remember I was making some bargain with a guy, you know, I negotiate. And the guy was sweating. I was going at him, man, and the Lord said, All right, you almost turned to be a beggar. He got to make some money too. I said, yes, the Lord. I just quit. I said, yes, you know. But then these two other spirits, that beggarly spirit you can find in Luke 16:22. But these two other spirit is a familiar spirit, a calling you out of God's prosperity. It's fake, not real. And they are familiar spirits. And so they are familiar financial spirits that try to tell you you're going the right way or doing the right thing, and you're not. And tonight, we take authority over all three of those. Yes. Yes. And because there are some things that I want you to see tonight. Now, in one of the texts I'm going to read, the spirit of vengeance, where the father is not satisfied with his children being left out as we've been left out so long in this arena of financial freedom and blessings and the best things in life. Yes, the church has not enjoyed those things because of a lack of understanding along these lines. And so there's a spirit or an anointing of vengeance when the Father find a remnant of people who are willing to yield to him, he'll bring them breakthroughs in a powerful way. And then there's the spirit of favor, the favor anointing, financial favor anointing, that once you can get through these spirits, you get through that spirit of lying, that spirit of familiar spirit, because I got in our text, I have another spirit. I'm about to deal with tonight, and he only can be dealt with in a firm anointing. Okay, all right. So I want you to open your Bible to 1 John chapter 2. We'll begin there and begin to see some things, and we're going to talk about embracing these financial anointing. And putting these spirits in their place. Amen. I should have had my money by now. Say it. I've tithed, I've sold, I've prayed, I've confessed, I've made affirmation, I've decreed, I praise God.
Yes, sir.
You've been praising God, right?
Yes, sir.
In 1 John 2, to my amazement, the Lord, I was reading it, and the Lord said, I want you to see something. I said, all right, I know you know more than me. In the 26th verse, 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, he said, these things have I written unto you. Are you with me? Concerning them that seduce you. Seducing spirit. We have been, a lot of time, we've been financially seduced. We sometimes have to watch people because they'll try to seduce you, but they're seducing spirit that try to hinder our finances, and we need to do something about it, and you can't do nothing about it. The next verse now, the 27th verse, is the way to deal with seducing spirit, and there's some spirit been holding your money back. Now, if you go with me tonight, I'll get your money out of their pocket. So see, we always want to just figure it out. But this is a spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
And there are enemies in the spirit realm that does not want God's children to have their inheritance.
Yes,
and so we have to dig, and we have to get in position where the Lord can reveal to us, ooh, Lord, I feel anointed. Reveal to us how is this spirit keeping me normal? You know, how is he keeping me operating just on the label without the favor? You know, you say I'm highly favored, but you know, blessing highly favored, but you know, when you get to the cash register, what you gonna do? You know, and so that's financial favor God wants you to have. And oh my goodness. All right, notice what he says here, because you're going to have to trim him now, because we're going to go somewhere else. And another thing about that familiar spirit, before we go to you all get familiar with scriptures. And I'm going to go to some scriptures tonight, and you're going to think you know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to blow your mind tonight, because God showed me something I thought I knew the scripture, and God said to me, you don't know this scripture. Let me show you something. And I've been reading this scripture for 40 years. All right, so here, I didn't mean to turn the air conditioner on. No, I mean, because no, I wasn't. I'm not cold. So the 27th verse now, 1 John 2:27. Oh, I'm ahead of my Cheerios today. I'm ready now, y'all. Y'all can see that, right? You see I'm loose, right?
Yes,
all right, just get loose with me then.
Yes, sir.
All right, but the anointing, but the what?
The anointing.
All right, underline anointing, because, you know, I want you to get familiar with the verse. What you have received of him does what? I have an abiding anointing on the inside of me. I have an abiding financial anointing on the inside of me. I have money moving power on the inside of me. You heard that? Don't even let your job talk to you tonight. Tell it, go get in the car, because we ain't talking about no job here now. Then he said, you need not that any man teach you. See, so man can't, don't permit man to seduce you, but the same anointing teaches you of all things. And it's true, and it's no lie. And even as it has taught you, you should abide in him. Now, that brought me to a verse that is kindred to this verse. You see now, watch that familiar spirit. John 15:7 is a prosperity verse. If you abide in me, turn there, look at it, and my words abide in you, that the next last part of that thing is all the prosperity you need. Ask what you will. And it shall be done to you. Make, you know, one translation said, make a demand upon what you know is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you have it. Wave your hand at me. See, so the anointing is a demanding spirit. Three things got to happen for the anointing. Jesus taught of that. The real anointing is under three things: an open heaven, the Spirit of the Lord land on you, the Holy Spirit, and God's voice. You can hear what he's saying. And he's saying, I'm well pleased with you. You could have what you want. See, those three things got to be going on. You got to hear that voice. You got to know you're under open heaven. You got to recognize that the Holy Spirit handles all of God's business. See, now, for some time we have been so spiritual, we did not think that the Holy Spirit had any concern here. You know, about healing, about bodily healing, but what about financial healing? You follow what I'm saying? So we equated the Holy Spirit with mystical stuff. You know, but our physical need, our normal needs, as if he don't care about it. All right, now. So to deal with the religious spirit, denominational spirits, outside spirits that want to tell the church where we can't go and what we can't have, we have to function in the anointing. All right? Function in the anointing for what is rightfully yours because of the death of Jesus Christ. The cross has something to do with your finances. When you talk about the anointing, it's meaning to be empowered with the Holy Spirit's financial abilities. Oh my God. Empowered. We're talking about financial anointing now. That means that an individual is empowered with the Holy Spirit's financial ability. Do you think he has any abilities? Huh? You think he got more than you and I? Absolutely, got more in his whole church, his whole city. But that financial, those financial abilities belong to you when you're functioning in the anointing. Amen. Now I know where I'm going to a certain degree. So you're about to step into financial freedom that you never heard of or seen before. This is your time. Your season. Your moment. And your supernatural financial freedom. You take that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you remember Acts 17:28 says, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And that Passion translation says we have our identity. Now, your real identity is I am rich. I am blessed. I am wealthy.
I am abundant.
That's your real identity. Now, I want you to get ready. For tonight, the Holy Spirit releases the burden removing and yoke destroying anointing over your finances. Turn to Isaiah 10:27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And I may have to take this up tomorrow night, you know, because it seemed like there's a lot of things. There's a 6 or 7 anointing I have to deal with. I feel a gusher coming on right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
This is my moment. This is my night. This is my time. Notice, we're not talking about a job. We're not talking about labor here. We're talking about favor. We're talking about the glory of God. Heavy, 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 heavy. Hang over your head tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. How can we read a voice like this and be still? Huh? He says in Isaiah 10:27, we're talking about the anointing, right? And it shall come to pass in that day. This is the day. That his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about financial yokes. And I'm talking about financial burden. And I'm talking about bills you can't pay. Places you can't stay. The anointing tonight, every financial yoke that ever been on your life, tonight, the Holy Ghost will deal with it. Every financial burden you come in here with, walking these doors with tonight, the Holy Ghost going to deal with that burden. He's going to give you a revelation, illumination, an insight, a manifestation, a demonstration. Get ready for it. Tell a point next to you, I'm ready for it. You've been carrying this thing too long. And you have to receive, you see. The laws of God and the revelations of God and the things of God works by faith. You got to take it and run with it. So the financial yoke and the financial burden are removed with an anointing. Let's make an exchange here. Sit down. Let's make an exchange. Go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. We're talking about yokes and burden. Huh? We're talking about how can I stir this anointing up he just talked about. I'm glad you asked. Go to Matthew there. That's $1,000 right there. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'm talking about money, baby. I'm talking about there's a place called financial rest. Put that in your note. Put that in your note. Yeah, a place called financial rest. That's a place that the Holy Ghost can bring you. You never have to be concerned about money another day in your life. There's a financial rest anointing coming on this house right now. Right now. Dealing with every yoke and every burden. There's a financial rest, I tell you. I said there's a financial rest. Some of you all never rested financially. You always got to be concerned about it. You always got to make sure to end meet. You got to set a budget. When you set a budget, you don't have no money when you got budget.
You know, when you got money, you don't balance the checkbook. It can't bounce. No, the bank ain't gonna let it bounce. Even if you write more, you got it, they ain't gonna let it bounce because they know it's another account. And they don't want to lose that account. So they said, oh, that's Mr. Thompson. That's going through. He going through. I see you the same way. Y'all want to go tonight? Y'all ready to go? So tonight, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree you enter into an anointing of financial rest the rest of your day. Receive that. Let me say it this way. Let me say it this way. By the Spirit of God. Your financial struggles are over. You will leave here with an impartation that works everywhere. Y'all receive it? I say y'all receive it? All right, sit down. We've got to get the scripture. Come to me, all you that live and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. That a yoke chain. Who yoke you been wearing? In your finances. Take my yoke. See, but my yoke going to take a student. My yoke going to take, through patience, you possess your soul. My yoke going to take some patience. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to meditate. And meditation is not for your spirit. So he says, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Take my yoke upon you and what?
Learn
of me. For what? I'm meek, lowly in heart. You shall find what? My yoke is easy. Rest for your soul. Rest for your soul. Now, 3 John said, 3 John 2 said, beloved, I wish you all things your prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Yeah. Uh-huh. But what do Psalm 142 verse 7 say? Turn there, if you please. Turn there. That's what I come here to do tonight. Most of our soul has been in financial prison.
Yeah. Yes. You're right.
You know the other words I just heard?
Come on, Dave.
And you're wealthy. Tell your neighbor, I'm wealthy. No, say, I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
Because your I am. Create whatever you say behind it. Listen. So the burden, the anointing, and then Isaiah 10:27, we switch yoke. We switch from labor to favor. Because when you come into Jesus, Jesus wears a heavy, 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 heavy grace.
Yes.
There you do. Yo, is to act severely, deal with severely, make a fool of someone, a yoke. A burden is a load too heavy for you to carry. Now, I'm going to get into territory in a few minutes. I'm going to get into territory in a few minutes that's going to have you scratching your head. Turn to Acts 10:38. Acts chapter 10:38. All we talk about is healing. Well, don't your finances need healing?
Yes, sir.
I tell you, I remember the time I had sick finances. S-I-C-K, all right? Yeah, yeah, sick, crippled. Almost paralyzed. I'm by myself up in here? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so I remember those days. I had sick finances, S-I-C-K, it was sick. I need to be healed in my pocket. I need a resurrection in my finances. Mm-hmm. I need a healing. So as you look at this, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, that power was a dunamis power, and it means performing miracles and excellent of soul. I remember what 3 John said. You remember what Psalm 142:7 said, that the soul in prison. But you don't want your soul in prison. You want to feed on God's word and step out with an excellent soul. Because the only thing blocking you, Satan can't block your money. But your soul has been pushed out of alignment with your spirit. And therefore, when the Holy Ghost trying to flow, there's a jam of line. And it jammed with scriptures. See, the scriptures can't work because your soul not in alignment, but you just quoting scripture. Trying to get your spirit saved. Try to get your spirit in tune with God. Your spirit already in tune with God. Your spirit is God. So let me say a few things about this. Receive the financial authority anointing from God. Financial authority. He says he anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. Financial authority, the Holy Ghost, to move all financial oppression. Tonight in this auditorium around the world, I have partners listening in a different country. Tonight, all financial oppression is dealt with by a financial anointing authority over money. Amen. Sam, God anointed Jesus, anoint this house tonight. Amen. Sam, Holy Ghost Jesus had, is the Sam, Holy Ghost we had. The Bible said Jesus Christ the Sam today, yesterday, and forever. The Sam power, the Sam glory, the Sam grace, Sam mercy, Sam faith, Sam wisdom, Sam understanding. Is in this house tonight. Sam God, Sam Jesus, Sam Holy Ghost, Sam grace is upon us. We move just like he moved. Whatever he did, we can do. Ah, come on. Oh my God, hallelujah. Oppress mean to exercise dominion against. That's right. To exercise harsh control over. Oh, wow. Right. Think about your money. People are downtrodden and bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamities of finance. Wow. But tonight, through the authority of the name of Jesus, those powers in your life are removed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. See, God, he wasn't just dealing. God don't just deal with body healing. No, God healed the whole thing. See? See, a lot of time we're trying to get our bodies to do something. We can't do it unless your soul be healed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, that's just, you heal my soul, Lord. Heal my soul. Yeah, get this sin and these traumas. Yeah. I done went through so many money traumas. Yeah. I got wounds in my soul. Yeah. Wow. Suffering, that's right. Now, here we go. Here's what the Lord wants you to see tonight. This will open another avenue for you to travel. You're going to have a better understanding. Go ahead and sit down. Isaiah 60, don't go there. Isaiah 60 and 61, they were dealing with finances so much until they say your gate will continue to be open. The money just going to keep flowing. It says so many powerful things in the 60th chapter of Isaiah and the 61st chapter. They build the ruined places. And it dealing with money. People bringing money to you. And so Jesus, and I know it may go further back in Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied about it. But Jesus was and is the fulfillment of every prophecy. And so it took all those verses for Isaiah to prophesy about it, and Jesus wrapped it up in two verses. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. First one. Spirit of the Lord upon me. Do what? He anointed me to do what? First one. The gospel is good news. Good news is you don't have to be poor no more. You don't have to be broke no more. I'll never be broke another day in my life. And I'll never be intimidated by another bill. And the reason is I'm going to pay them all off. There's a debt cancellation anointing rising in this house tonight and coming upon everybody under the sound of my voice in the name that is above every name. So that's a debt cancellation anointing in here. There's a debt cancellation anointing up in here. There's a debt cancellation anointing in this house tonight. I notice I didn't say how much you owe. It don't make no difference how much you owe. When that debt anointing starts moving, it pay off everything. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. These have entered into the heart of men, the things that God had prepared for them that love Him. Believe your bills are paid. God, dog it. Believe it, believe it, believe it. Believe it and receive it. God wants you debt free. He said, I'll make you the lender. Deuteronomy 28. And not the borrower. I'll make you the lender, not the borrower.
Yes, sir.
He said it. Head, not the tail.
That's right.
All nation, when they see you, they know you belong to me.
Yes, sir. Right. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Glory. Glory to God. Now, look. Notice the scripture here. I got to deal with this. I want. So, the first one, but I want to deal with all these anointing, but let me particularly deal with one here that is new to the body of Christ. And apostolically, I'm going to bring it out tonight. So go ahead and sit down a minute. Glory.
Glory.
Now, if you pay attention, the Spirit of God will move in this place.
Yes.
See, I know when the anointing is moving stronger. And it's just a freedom here tonight. I don't know. Somebody been praying, man. Boy, it's such liberty to minister. You know, sometimes you got to push it. But tonight is just such a liberty. I think everybody here wants to be here. So you had Luke 4:18 now? Huh? So I want the Holy Ghost to reveal an anointing to us. Yeah, yeah. We need to see this. Hallelujah. Oh, my. All right, Lord, I'll go back. The anointing to preach the gospel of prosperity to the poor. Romans 1:16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone who believes. And see, we have not understood the full innings. How many innings? The word salvation play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right, sir.
We went one inning. But the word salvation has an unending game.
So he's talking about your prosperity too. He's not just talking about you leaving here. He's talking about you rooting down here. Boy, listen. Listen. Man, woman, listen to me. You have financial rights. Because your daddy is rich. You can't let these religious folk with them fan, funeral home fan, and tell you that you got revelation right, not religion right, revelation right, not religion right, revelation right. There's a difference between religious right and revelation right. Revelation, he said, I know it belonged to me, it's mine, I have it now. Even though I don't see it, but I know I got it. Because I'm operating by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. Go on, get rich tonight. You don't have to see the money. You don't have to see the money. You don't have to feel the money. The anointing is in another realm. Angels are working on your behalf right now. But he needs your faith. He needs you to believe, I got this tonight. And you need to live there. The revelation that the Spirit of God is putting out, those revelations are in another realm. And they don't take recess until it manifests. You heard that? No recess until it manifests. So you praise the Lord. And you thank him for getting you out of debt. And you thank him that all your needs are met. And you thank him that you got an overflow flowing in your life tonight to bless somebody else. These anointings have authority with them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. To me. If nobody else wanted, I'm going to get mine. The Father said I can have it. I'm in agreement with the Father. Nobody going to talk me out of it. I'm going to step high the rest of my life. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Oh my God, hallelujah.
I feel it.
Oh my God, hallelujah. Salvation means deliverance from the molestation of the enemy. We in the body of Christ, we have been financially raped.
Yeah, come on, Apostle.
Come on. Revelation, put your clothes back on, you know. Revelation, put your clothes back on, you see. You've been financially raped and trying to get by. But revelation, true, real revelation, put your garment back on.
Yeah.
Are you following me? Huh? The gospel means to be well off. All forms of limitations, lacks, loans, and little must bow tonight to the gospel of prosperity. The gospel of prosperity, grace now. And now you must step into plenty. Go ahead and make your step. Step into plenty. Don't ever forget you made that step. Job chapter 22. Turn to Job chapter 22. I'm about to shout and jump, run up here. Glory to God. I feel a Holy Ghost moving all up down my vein. Hallelujah. I feel somebody getting it up in here tonight. Glory to God. This is my night. In the spirit. Spirit create. The spirit rule. If you get it as a revelation, you get it as a revelation, it's yours already. Job 22. Yeah. You just stepped into plenty.
Tell somebody, I just stepped into plenty. I'm talking about plenty of money too. I ain't talking about that. Yeah, I ain't playing no. Yeah. I ain't talking about no plenty of butter or plenty of biscuit. I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about money. I got money in my mouth. And it's coming out at you. Job 22:21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. I'm going to read till we shout. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou shalt return to the Almighty, oh my goodness, we got to return. If thou shalt return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. You see it? Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust. And the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brook. Oh, yeah, verse 25. Verse 25. What? Yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. You remember over there in Ecclesiastes, they say money is a defense,
yes,
and wisdom is a defense.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to have some money here.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it stopped a lady, well off lady, you know, it stopped her. She was going somewhere, and she clapped her hands and said, "Give me the ticket, I got to go." Shocked the police. You know, because you try to talk to them, be nice. She said, "Hup, give me the ticket, I got to go." When you got money, that's the way, you know. Yeah, sometimes I sort of forget I got how much money I got. You know, I need a clap. Give me the ticket, let me go. What is a ticket, man? I want to get my badge out and show him my badge and all that. Give me the ticket, let me go. I got to get the hope of glory. I'm running late, man. Come on, give me. Now listen. So I want you to dwell in plenty the rest of your life. Yeah, dwell in plenty. Now let me take it now, oh Lord, help me here. Look another time before I go there. I'm about to go somewhere now to close out, but it'd be on your mind till tomorrow. Ecclesiastes 2:25. This is a track running for here. Ecclesiastes 2:25. You get it? I better get it then, Shane. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Don't have to be broke no more. Got a financial anointing. I'm loose tonight, y'all. I'm just loose tonight, Rob. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. 225. Ecclesiastes, you there? Yeah, because up there with the writing, it's like they got lost there. They can't find it. Ecclesiastes 225. 226. That's what I want. 226. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but the sinner he giveth travail together and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit if you don't know what to do with it.
Wow.
So y'all get at the end of that, somebody, it's vanity and vexation of spirit. Money don't vex my spirit.
Come on, Apostle.
If you're a fool.
Yeah.
But if you walking with God.
Yeah. 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 That's right.
See, but see, deep people, spiritual people go all the way to the end of that voice, miss up all that good stuff the Lord has said. Come on, it's vanity. No, charge them that are rich in the world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. When you train, if you've been a sower for some time, that's what that sowing is for, to train you how to handle money. The money get bigger and bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger and bigger. See money. Bigger, bigger. More money. Now. All right. She's up there. Look at me in 5:19 of Ecclesiastes. Then I'm going to go to this verse, and I'm going to try to get in here and get out if I can. Ecclesiastes 5:19. But I just want to scream right now. Good God Almighty. See this thing, man. See these various anointing in there in Luke 4:18. There's five anointing. Each anointing, the Lord told me, each anointing can be placed on your finance. It has not been done. See. But I was reading and I'm meditating. The Lord said, I want you to talk about the various anointing, but all five of these anointing that Jesus had on him was pertaining to finances also.
Yes, sir.
I can prove it without a shadow of doubt.
Yes, sir.
With the word of God.
Okay.
So I'm going to have him read this verse. Every man also to whom God has given riches, verse 19 of 5th chapter, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Give God who?
God.
Has given what? And giving him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. God giveth him. God give him what? Riches and wealth. What God give him?
Riches and wealth.
Is he your God?
Yes.
What he giving you?
Riches and wealth.
I talk to him now. Riches and wealth. Open your mouth.
Riches and wealth.
See, religion. He ain't giving you no religion. That's what have held us down so long. We need a revelation.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Now, go back to Luke 4:18. I'm going to close right here, but I'm going to dig around here a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
You remember we said now, 3 John 2 say, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He's talking about health in your body, but he's talking about financial. Remember we read about our soul being in prison. Now in Psalm 139 verse 14, it talks about my soul knows right well.
Right.
All right. So we have to educate our soul because our spirit don't need educating.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. So the enemy is holding our money, have held our money in our soul.
Yes, sir.
Our soul, we didn't know how important our soul was. And so here, the second anointing Jesus talked about, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Then he says he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
While I was reading that, I heard broken soul.
Yeah. Wow.
Because you see, we have thought that our inner man is our spirit. It's not. The inner man, if you look in the Strong Concordance, every time you get the heart, inner man, it's talking about your soul.
Yes, sir. Right.
It's talking about your thinking, your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, in his soul, so is he. Out of the abundance of the man's soul, the mouth speaking.
Yeah.
Because the spirit is in alignment with God. We've got to get their soul in alignment with the spirit so that then go on to your body, go on to your life, go on to your life situation.
Right. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so Satan been tricking us in our soul.
Yeah.
And tonight we're going to catch him.
Yeah.
And we're going to flip-flop on it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
We're going to stop this mess. So here, he say, he sent me to heal a brokenhearted. Heal people broken soul that are messed up. Their thinking messed up.
Yeah.
You're thinking. You're, look what Romans 9 says, 9:1. Your conscience got to be in play. When you say conscience, will, desire, when you see memory, when you see emotion, you're talking about your soul. Uh-huh. There Paul said, my conscience, I lie not and tell the truth. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. You won't have to be conscious of wealth. You're going to have to quit letting news media and people run your life. You're going to have to recognize you from another country. You got to recognize when you operate by faith, led by the Spirit, speaking the word of God, and have your total man in alignment. What do you think Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
The the line of the total man. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice. That's a money verse. Be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, renewing of your soul, that you might prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Three aspects of will, and the Bible said God is working you to do his will and his good pleasure. When you see the word conscience, you see the word will, you see the word imagination. When you see those words, you're talking about your soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right.
You must become anointed in your soul.
Yes, sir.
You must recognize that your mind can carry an anointing because you got the mind of Christ. What you think is important. But don't let nobody else think for you. Thank rich if you're going to think. Thank prosperity. Thank God I'm blessed. So see this. See this. Let me get that. See this. I got a note for you here. The anointing to deal with the brokenhearted, to heal the brokenhearted, the soul of mind, as it is, now this is a strong concordance said. The soul of mind as it is the fountain seat of the thoughts, passion, desire, appetite, affection, purposes, and endeavor. Heavy, hang over our head tonight, church. And you see over in Psalm 143, I think Ron called it to my attention, I was trying to pull it out at Calvin Church, that's where the enemy persecute our soul.
Yes.
He cannot persecute a perfect spirit. So he persecutes your soul that your spirit get overwhelmed because your spirit get upset how dumb you are in your soul. You got to let the word of God renew your soul because you can't renew your spirit. Praying in tongue is not going to get you no money if you don't get your soul right. Because we done prayed enough in tongue to have this church full of money, all us walking at the ceiling money. We done prayed a lot in tongue, and praying in tongue is right. But the revelation is the enemy is robbing you in your soul, in your thinking, in your conscience. Do you know, let me talk a little street talk, this is around New Orleans. Do you know how bad your imagination is? You know, how good, bad. You know, I mean, other words, boy, you could tear up the world. You remember those evil people? What God said about their imagination? He said, "If I don't stop them, nobody can stop them." And God don't want to stop you. Use your imagination. Dream. See yourself with it. Unlock the door. Don't let them worry folks with psychology take all your abilities from you. Joseph was a dreamer.
Yes,
they couldn't lock him up.
No.
Woman couldn't trip him. His brothers couldn't put him down. They had to come to him. He kept dreaming. And the Bible said God kept prospering. Use your imagination. Stop looking at what you have. Heal a broken hearted. Ooh, my goodness. So there is an anointing to heal your soul. How many years you been reading that scripture? Talk to me up in here now. No, because we ran the train along the line about healing our heart.
Yeah.
And we run along the line healing our spirit.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know why it's dumb? Listen to me. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Yeah.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he someday will be a new creature.
Yeah.
old things pass away, and behold, all things.
Come on, Apostle.
What Peter said? Peter said, we are partakers of his divine nature. So it can't be the spirit, can't be the problem about your finances or your health or nothing else. Is the problem is in that soul area. What need to be renewed at Romans 12:2, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:27 says, give no place to the devil. We've been giving the devil too much place in our finances. You got to watch your mouth, what you're saying about money. You can't just talk money down and then talk about the money going to come. The money ain't going to come. Talk right. I'm blessed in the city.
I'm blessed in the city.
Now, you might not see nothing in your natural eye. Don't worry about that. It will come.
Every time.
Let me try to wrap up here. Spirit of the Lord is over me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Now look at the word poor. Look at the word brokenhearted. Now I'm not talking about healing your body or nothing else. I'm talking about all money right now. I'm taking these four anointing Jesus talking about, and I'm talking about I'm planting on your finances. Because you're poor, brokenhearted. Look what the next one says. Come on now. You can see it. You can see it. Don't shut your eyes. You can see it. He has sent me to heal the broken, to preach deliverance to the captive. Financial captivity. Three quarters of the church, and I'm lying. I'm just trying to make it look good, you know. But I'm lying. Lord, excuse me for lying. Three quarters of the church is broke, but I'm lying. It's more than that. I remember when I first started preaching 20 years ago about this money, I talked about paycheck to paycheck living. Yeah. Oh, it was some duckers when I started talking about that. Yeah. Paycheck living, because I've been one. Yeah. Paycheck to paycheck living is a dangerous life. Yeah. It's hell. I feel some of y'all still living like that. I feel it up in here. I know the spirit because I had it.
Yes,
I'm trying to get it out of here, though.
Yes,
I'm trying to help you tonight. I'm trying to push an anointing on you to know you don't have to live like that no more. Money coming to me now. This word was sent to break that yoke, to destroy that yoke. Don't be thinking about what you and her bringing in. We ain't talking about that mess. Get a breakthrough. I should $500 soul. That's a $500 check. Get a breakthrough. Take some of my anointing home with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lay in the bed tonight and say this ceiling not high enough. You got to say some radical stuff when you move in the spirit. My wife had on to the house 7 times. She's on our 8th trip now. I got men making room in the room. She's walking out of master suite. I believe I want a bigger shower and the tub changing. I said, just change everything, baby. I don't care. Just change it. And boy, y'all come in July. Y'all gonna fall out. I'm gonna make y'all fall out. Man. Captivity. No more captivity. Say it.
No more captivity.
You see, he said, and recover the sight to the blind.
Yes.
In finances, we've been blind.
Yes.
You read all those scriptures?
Yep.
You the head, not the tail. Yes. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I mean, some of y'all know it.
Yes.
But it's time for it to manifest.
Yes.
Look at the last part. To set at liberty. What Jubilee mean? Jubilee. It's a celebration, right?
Freedom.
It's freedom. Huh? Let's have some jubilee in here right now. Get the praise, nigga. Hallelujah. Come on. Have some jubilee in here right now. Act like you got it. Act like you got it. Come on, come on, sing. Come on, sing. Come on, sing. Act like you got it. Y'all load them thing now. I don't want the thing to bust my ear out. Act like you got it. Come on, somebody. Somebody act. Jubilee! Jubilee of hitting my finances. Tonight. And I'm going to dance about it. Well, go ahead and dance then. The rest of y'all stiff neck ain't going to get nothing. You better dance. Jubilee.
Jubilee.
My financial jubilee.
My financial jubilee.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tonight is my financial jubilee.
Come on, my are you free in here tonight?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody shout again. Hallelujah. Come on, shout like you're free. Hallelujah.
Glory.